Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, as we take a look at our livestock futures, it was a rough day yesterday for the cattle, particularly feeder cattle. Well, you know, he's over $4 losses in several of those months yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw quite a sell-off yesterday. It continues to see our cattle complex see some mixed trade throughout the day, but end up closing on the negative side. Several live cattle and feeder cattle contracts are trading at levels that we have not seen since back in August. Fund long liquidation and some panic selling is pulling prices lower. We also will see the feeders today due to the fact that they had $4.50 limit down closes. We'll see an expanded limit today of $6.75. Now, choice box beef yesterday was down 93 cents. Select boxes were up 39. Had a total movement of 100 loads. The daily cattle kill 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was down $2.90. It has now dropped over the past four sessions a total of $6.05. On the close yesterday, February cattle were down $1.55. March feeders down $4.50. And February lean hogs down 40 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we look at those grain futures, also a rough day over there on that side as the wheat, corn, and soybeans finishing negative across the board yesterday.
Exactly, Dave. Once again, we just continue to have trouble holding upside. We saw some upside early in the session, but then we turned into a negative day with wheat, corn, and soybeans all trading negative, and most all contracts making new lows for the month of January once again. Now, there was not a lot of fresh news yesterday. What little news there was out definitely did not give our market any support, and the overnight trading has mainly seen upside on a technical bounce. What we kind of at the moment wonder if it's going to be able to hold or not. Now, keep in mind there will not be any markets trading on Monday due to Martin Luther King Day. At the moment, our March KC wheat is 6.5 cents higher. March corn's up 3.75. March soybeans 2.75 higher. March cotton down 7 points. February crude oil 81 cents higher. The March dollar index is 20 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures trading 95 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, and that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.